Open Your Heart to Me, famous lyrics from a Madonna song, but also the theme of a new exhibit at the California Science Center. The exhibit is called Body Worlds 3 and the Story of the Heart. It features real preserved human body parts. Angelina Wally is the creative and conceptual designer of the exhibit.
It is so important because lay people never have the chance to experience how they look inside. They need to rely on models, on books, on pictures. But it's a quite different understanding if you really look at authentic specimens. It's like an art. A real piece of art will involve your heart. And so the specimens on display do here.
Body Worlds is the first anatomical exhibition of preserved human bodies. It features body parts from knee joints to the ossicles, smokers' lungs, and even slices of the brain, feet, and hands. The exhibit was created by Dr. Gunther von Agens. He used a process called plastination to preserve the body specimens, allowing visitors to see the many layers and systems that lie under our skin in a way that isn't possible with recreated models.
I want to let the people leave this exhibition with a higher esteem for their own body, that they live more healthy in this way, to be able to live a longer, more capable, and a more happy life.
This is the third time the Science Center will host the exhibit. What makes this showing different is that it includes new specimens and a story of the heart. Jeffrey Rudolph is president of the center.
It's been incredibly popular, and it is incredibly educational. In my 25 years in the museum field, I've never seen an exhibit that has the same kind of impact on people. And that's both watching people in the exhibit and listening to conversations, and also some of the evaluation and research we did shows just how incredibly powerful it is as a learning tool.
Scattered throughout the exhibit are quotes, photos, and stories about how the heart works and what it means to people. One of the stories discusses Lance Armstrong and his bigger than average human heart. Another shows the effects of broken heart syndrome. It teaches visitors that if you can't get over your grief, your heart stress may lead to depression and even death. Other features at the exhibit include life-size figures of hurdlers, skaters, and other humans with their muscles on display as if they were in motion. Deanne Kleber was one of the visitors exploring the exhibit.
I'm impressed by the whole exhibit and how it's real, but how it's so intact and preserved and stuff.
The exhibit is not without controversy. Critics say using real human body parts is undignified. The exhibit's designer, Angelina Wally, dismisses the criticism.
All our specimens here on display, they are coming from a unique body donation program where people have signed in and voluntarily decided that their bodies should be available to teach and future generations. Sometimes there comes a little controversy up, particularly on the question, where do these bodies come from, and is it right to put dead human specimens on public display? But I think it is highly dignifying and justified to follow people's last wish.
For people who wish to see the open heart and other preserved human body parts, the exhibits will remain open until Labor Day. Daryl Perinata, Annenberg Radio News.